Yo, what's going on, man? Welcome back to Ortiz on the Air for another episode. Da-da-da-da. Super excited to be here, man. Super excited. What a great weekend of football, playoff football, divisional round playoffs, man. What a great weekend. Now, it is weird, like I said, to not see my Bengals in the playoffs, man, and making things happen. Because, I mean, come on, man. Like, the Packers lost. You know, Houston lost. You know, who else lost? Oh, Tampa Bay lost. And the Bills lost. So there's a lot to talk about, right? And so, first off, we're gonna go ahead and talk about the Bills in Kansas City. If you haven't watched, or if you don't know me, I'm not a big Kansas City fan. I'm not a big Patrick Mahomes fan. Wish them all the best, though, but I'm not a big fan of them. Just for, you know, a couple of reasons. You know, just past years, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean? But, hey, you know, Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes played his first away playoff game there in Buffalo. And it was a little bit warmer than Kansas City from last weekend. And Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City was up for the challenge. They did not waste any time because they came out with the W. You know, I felt like the Bills could have won this game. I felt like they had so many opportunities to win this game. I felt like the play calls were not that great as far as, you know, doing a fake punt right at the 20. I know you want to be aggressive. I know you got to get the first down. I know you got to get the touchdown. But it's like, listen, kick it to their 20-yard line, right? Stop them with your defense. But that tells me that you didn't trust your defense. That tells me that you're like, you know what? My offense is doing more than my defense right now, so let's go ahead and let's run this fake punt with Hamlin to try to get the first down. And, I mean, I think they were like, it was like 4th and 10 or something like that. And it's like, come on, dude, like they're watching out for you doing those type of trick plays. And it was just like a dumb call. I feel like it was a dumb call for many reasons because, again, it put them in field goal range. It put them I believe they scored on that drive. Oh, no, they didn't. They almost scored. But one of the Bills' defensive men knocked the ball out of one of the wide receivers' hands of Kansas City. And it went into the end zone, so it was automatically the Bills' ball. So that saved them, and they didn't score on that drive. And so I felt like they had many opportunities. I felt like they couldn't get the offense going, and Kansas City defense was locking them down. I mean, I don't think Kansas City defense is really that great, in my opinion. I mean, they got a couple of good guys, but they could have won that game. And it's a shame because I wanted to see, you know, Josh Allen go to his first AFC championship game. I feel like he deserves it. I feel like, you know, they played great down the stretch of the last couple of games of the regular season and going to the playoffs, you know, winning the division. You know, I just think that there just has to be better play calls. I feel like there should be, you know, hopefully they go after another offensive coordinator, you know, that calls those plays. And, you know, people just step back and let Josh Allen do Josh Allen. I felt like, you know, he was a beast in that game. He had 26 of 39 attempt completions for 186 yards. No interceptions, but they lost. This is Josh Allen's, the Bills' fourth loss in the playoffs against Patrick Mahomes. And guess what? Joe Burrow is 3-1 overall in the playoffs and also regular season combined. But hey, you know, people want to call this, you know, Josh Allen and Mahomes, Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Come on, you're forgetting the greatest of all time. Coming soon is Joe Burrow, baby. You know, can't wait to see him come back and run the league because, listen, we're coming for that Super Bowl. But in making a statement, you know, people leave out Joe Burrow's name so many times. You know, I feel like people sleep on him all the accomplishments, all the achievements that he's completed, you know, in the NFL, and especially in Cincinnati. So, you know, this is Joe Burrow's world, man. This is Joe Burrow's world. He runs Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, FYI, and also the Bills as well. But I felt like, you know, I felt like there was a pass to Diggs, Stephon Diggs, that should have been caught, shoulda, woulda, coulda. But, you know, you have to make plays when they need to be made. And that is when a star is made. That's when you are the best. That's when you are the GOAT. When you make plays that are supposed to be made, that's when you are the greatest of all time. And I feel like Ja'Marr Chase makes plays when things need to be happening. And I feel like Justin Jefferson and a couple of guys, not saying Stephon Diggs is bad, not saying that he doesn't make plays when they're needed, but I felt like he needed to make those plays down that stretch and catch that ball and, you know, to win this game. And, you know, I heard that there were some rumors of him leaving Buffalo in the offseason, but I believe he has 4 more years on his contract. He's not leaving. He is staying and being committed and getting better over the offseason to not only beat Mahomes in the playoffs, but not in the playoffs, but the regular season, and trying to beat them in the postseason. You know, that's something that we don't have to worry about because we've done it. But hey, you know, what can I say to that? But yeah, it was a great game overall. You know, but it was just tough to see Josh Allen and them lose after their field goal kicker missed the field goal. I feel bad for him though. You know, I mean, hey, it happens. But you shouldn't rely on a field goal to, you know, try to win the game. You have 60 minutes to make plays and win that game. So, better luck next year. So, Kansas City moves on to the AFC Championship game against the Ravens. Lamar Jackson, the MVP. We're going to touch on the Houston and the Ravens game. I mean, come on. I mean, they had a rough first half. Couldn't get the offense going. You know, couldn't get a couple of things going in the offense or the defense. But hey, they held them to 10 points. But you know, it's Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, baby. I mean, they really showed who they are in the second half. Lamar ran for 2 rushing touchdowns. I believe he had a couple of you know, passing touchdowns too as well. You know, Zay Flowers, you got Odell Beckham, you got a couple other guys there that can really take off you, really take your DB and corner off the top. And so, you know, they played great. You know, I feel like they did what they were supposed to do. You know, I feel like them going into this AFC championship game against the Chiefs will really solidify, you know, Lamar Jackson. And Lamar Jackson has been hurt a couple of times throughout his career, so I'm excited for him to go to the Super Bowl and kick out Pat Mahomes. And, you know, I feel like it's his time. I feel like this is the time to do it. This is the time to get your ring. This is the time to be serious and lock in like you've been doing all season. So don't fumble the bag now. So super excited for him. Just super excited for the Ravens as well, and also John Harbaugh as well. They deserve it, and, you know, can't wait to see them in the Super Bowl. And then we're going to talk about Tampa Bay and the Lions, man. I mean, Baker Mayfield, people were talking junk about him all season. He's been on 4 different teams hasn't been able to make that stretch, and he came to Tampa Bay. You know, Tom Brady retiring, you have big shoes to fill, and he goes and makes the divisional playoffs, baby. Like, I mean, to me, I've had nothing against Baker. I feel like he's a great quarterback, especially in a system that fits him. And I feel like Tampa Bay fits him. So hopefully he gets an extension there in the offseason. You know, it's exciting to see people do great in the league. You know, it's you know, as much as you work, you know, to get to a certain point, you know, you want to see excellence. You want to see success. You want to see your work pay off. And, you know, you don't have nothing to be mad about, Baker, because you made the divisional playoffs with the team that you joined 23-24 season. So you can't be mad at that. You guys played great. I mean, the Lions came out, was hungry, came out hunting, came out, you know, hard-nosed football, and they played great. You know, Jared Goff played great. He played phenomenal. He had no interceptions, no fumbles. He was smart with the ball. You got Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, running his tail off like he's been doing all season. And you got St. Brown doing his thing. You know, you got so many people. You got Aiden Hutchinson coming out, 8 sacks in 4 games. I mean, come on, dude. I remember talking about you a couple weeks ago saying that you weren't performing at your best and that I did not think that you were the best. But I think after this, and if they do go to the Super Bowl, and then if they do win it, I can consider Aiden Hutchinson as one of the best just off of just in the playoff run of when it matters. And that's what I'm saying. Like, stars get created, and greatest of all times get created when plays need to be made in serious moments. And this is a serious moment where, hey, you could go to the Super Bowl. You could win a ring. You could bring Detroit a Super Bowl. I mean, first ever, you know? And so those are where people should watch and be like, hey, making plays when they need to be needed in a moment where it needs to be needed. Aiden Hutchinson has made that happen. And I've seen it, you know? And, you know, great job to the Lions. Congrats to the Lions and what they've done. I mean, salute to Dan Campbell for being not just a leader, but showing the way and being an example. You know, and showing love to his players and his coaches, and you know, I love that, and also the emotion that goes into it. You know, you can tell that he wants it just as bad as the players. You can tell that he puts all his effort, you know, into this, and really, really, really wanted this, and you can tell. And for me, I'm a fan of that. You know, when the coach is really working hard to get his team to where they need to be, and holding your players accountable as well. And so I love that. I love that for the Lions. You know, I love that for the Ravens, and super excited. So this Sunday is going to be Kansas City going to Baltimore and the Lions going to San Fran. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be, I don't even know, but it's just going to be crazy. I mean, you got two MVPs going up against each other. You got the Lions as the underdog going up against the big boys, and just excited, man. Just excited to see what happens. You know, you got Brock Purdy. You know, this is where you have to solidify yourself. This is the moment to solidify yourself, and whoever comes out with the win, that's it. You know, you could be talked about in the top 5, top 10 quarterbacks of all time. So super excited about that, man. And you know, super excited to see, you know, what happens. You know, this is what the fans want. You know, this is what we watch football all year long for, is these moments, the playoffs, man, where it's like down to the nitty-gritty, the action, the detail, and players coming up and making plays when they need to be made, baby. And so it'd be sick to see Odell get his second ring. You know, that guy deserves it. He's worked hard, and he's been a tremendous athlete all of his career. So, super excited, man. Can't wait. So much going on. Also, the offensive coordinator of our Bengals, did get the job at of being a head coach for the Titans. What a bummer, man, but super excited for him. He's a great coach. You guys got a great coach. You guys are in for the long haul. So super excited for what he does, and I hope he has major success over there. And, you know, super sad to see him leave. You know, it is sad because he's helped us get to where we need to be, Super Bowl, AFC Championship games, playoffs, our offense, and all that great stuff. So and I know he's going to do great over there. So, you know, wish him the best of luck. And, you know, let's see who we get, you know. And I know that it's rumors that the quarterback coach of the Bengals is supposed to be moving up to the offensive coordinator, which I hope, because I heard he's really good. So if we do get that, that would be, I mean, A1. And just super excited to see what else comes out. Free agent is coming here soon. Free agency and also the draft. Jim Harbaugh has a second interview, with the Los Angeles Chargers. So let's see what happens, man. And if you have any comments, you have any opinions on anything, let me know. Comment below. Make sure that you subscribe to this channel. And also, you know, catch us on any audio platform, Spotify, iTunes, or what is it they call it, like Apple? It's not iTunes anymore, it's Apple. So catch us on there. And super excited to be back next week for another video of Ortiz on the Air. And we're going to dig deep into who wins the AFC and the NFC championship game, baby. Let's